This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanksgiving is a day for turkey, parades, and, of course, football. Legions of fans will be glued to their TV sets today to watch the sport. Many others will head outside to their local parks or backyards for a little Thanksgiving game. And as any player knows, age is a factor. So we have a few words of advice now for those of you who plan to suit up but aren't necessarily in your athletic prime. Sean Rassman is a former assistant physician for the New York Jets, and he's a practicing orthopedic surgeon here in Southern California. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline.
Well, let's first of all talk about prevention. Do you need any special equipment for one of these backyard games?
Special equipment would be helpful, and certainly when players are playing in their youth on either high school, college, or recreational teams, they usually have all the appropriate equipment. Say with the typical Turkey Bowl Day games, players aren't using the proper equipment. The field conditions are often inadequate on the East Coast. These conditions are often very snowy and cold. These things all do contribute to the rate of injuries that we see around Thanksgiving.
So what should you put on if you have it, sort of lying around in your closet, that could help mitigate those injuries?
Shoes with proper traction can be helpful, but they also, paradoxically, can increase the rate of twisting injuries to the knee. More important than the type of equipment used would actually be the physical preparation for the game. Most times, players come into the game dehydrated or often hydrated in the wrong way with too many short-chain hydrocarbons, also known as beer. the players most often for these games don't take an adequate period of time to warm up. On top of that, the players often are slightly deficient in technique.
What are you saying?
Sometimes the glory years are farther away than most of us care to remember.
So what if you have something like a strain? Do you treat it with hot or cold?
A strain is characterized by immediate pain. Usually I recommend cold therapy initially after the injury. Cold therapy helps to reduce inflammation after the initial inflammatory phase. Then we usually recommend heat, and that's to warm up the muscle to make it ready for stretching and for rehabilitation. Fortunately, the majority are minor and will often prevent the athlete from continuing in the game, or it depends how strong-headed they are.
You're using that word athlete, by the way, most generously.
Yes, probably. But for one day, we can all be athletes.
What about you? Are you going out there? Will you?
I've actually participated in many turkey bowls in my day. I've participated in turkey bowls with large groups of fellow orthopedic surgeons, and we are as stubborn as the next. And in just the few turkey bowls that I've participated in with my colleagues, we've had a few ACL tears, shoulder dislocations, hand injuries, and a few actually concussions. Now, I think part of the problem is many of these people are playing for bragging rights for an entire year, and that may add another level of intensity and reckless abandonment to their playing techniques.
And then you have to deal with the wounded egos.
Wounded egos may take longer to heal.
Dr. Sean Rassman is a former assistant physician for the New York Jets. He joined us from his office in Southern California, where he is a practicing orthopedic surgeon. Thank you, Dr. Rassman, and good luck out there.
Thank you, Madeline. Happy Thanksgiving.